Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Well, that was a new problem for me. Normally, I can switch that song off when I'm ready to. Since I could not this evening, the whole song played. I want you, see, to turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 15, and I will start reading at verse 13 and 14, and then I will skip to verse 18. You have your Bibles there? Well, let me start reading. Verse 13 of Genesis chapter 15. And he said unto Abram, know for surety that they that thou seed, your seed, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, which shall they come out with great substance. So, black folks in America, get ready. We're going to come out with great substance. We were brought here in 1619, according to my history book. So in another year or two, we're going to leave, I hope. This Bible is right. Then verse 18, I want you to read. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying unto him, unto your seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt, that would be the Nile, unto the great river Euphrates. So all that land belongs to us. The Arab people are going to have to go, and those people who are in Jerusalem who are saying that they are Jews and are not, they are going to have to go too. In 2019, Free Book says June the 6th, I expect them to leave out of our land, and God places us back there. It was in 1948 that the United Nations and the United States placed those Jews in our land. They are going to have to go. So you all get ready to leave in the next year. I don't know where you're going to go. I want you all to read that those words. Those words are in the book of from the Bible. I read from the King James Bible. Father gives you an understanding and a blessing to all of those of us who hear his words and understand what has been read and said. Now, I want you sheep to turn your books to Romans chapter 12, and I will start reading the lesson there to you all, for you all to hear. My screen on my computer, it won't do anything. That's why I could not turn that song off. Nonetheless, I want to read Romans chapter 12 and continue reading until I can read no more. I have a total of maybe 40 minutes left. Let's start reading. I beseech. Beseech means to beg or ask. I'm going to use the word ask. You therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Conformed means similar or accept or follow. It means many different words. I'm going to say conform. And be not conformed. Do not follow this world, but be you transformed. Transformed here means changed, among many other words, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think of himself, well, it says to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. For example, let me read to you, explain to you what I understand him saying. We have one body, but we have eyes, and they are for seeing, ears, they are for hearing, mouth, that's for speaking, arms, that's for lifting and doing other things that we want to do, and hands, if he's given us the strength to do them. That's why we have one body with many members. So I hope you understand that he is saying to you. Let me go to verse 3. I say, well, I read that already to you. I say, through the grace given unto me, every man that among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have many different functions. Just as I had told you, the nose, the arm, the ears, they all have different functions. We are in one body, but they all have many different functions. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion, and proportion means a bit or a part. Verse 7. Our minister, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalted, that means encourage, on encouragement, or he that giveth him, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without cessation, or abhor that which is evil, Abhorred means to hate that which is clean to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Slothful, that's like being lazy. It says, not slothful in business. So don't be slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. That's sincere in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Patient in tribulation. Accounting. Continuing. Instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessities of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. That's like, I said, let me read, mind not high things, but condescend or humble to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own concept or your conceits. Recompense. Recompense means to pay back. To no man evil for evil. Private things honest in the sight of all men. I mean, that word means provide. It says provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. It's written, vengeance is mine. And wrath means to be angered at someone. You might want to hurt that person, but don't do it, because it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in doing so, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcomers evil, but overcome evil with good. That was the reading of chapter 13. I pray that God gives you all understanding of what has been read. Let's read verse 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. I just turned it on because it's not doing what it's supposed to. Like I wanted to turn that song off earlier, but I had to let it play on. Excuse me. I'll start reading verse 13, verse 1 again. Chapter 13, verse 1 over again. I'm going to read it again. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whatsoever, verse 2, whatsoever there resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resisteth shall receive to themselves damnation. Verse 3. For rulers are not a terror of good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the powers? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if he do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the word in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, and execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. I need to read verse 4 again, so make sure I say those words correctly, so you sheep as well as I can understand what is being said. Verse 4, for he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. So he carries the sword, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wow, I was missing all of that. So the minister of God can have his sword. And if you do evil, he can avenge you to execute you. He can execute wrath or his anger upon him that doeth evil. Let's go to verse 5. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for the conscience sake. And let me read verse 5 again. Wherefore you must needs be subject for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Excuse me, I had the burp. I'm going to read verse 6 again. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are ministers. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Verse 8. Owe no man anything to love one another, for he that love another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. And that means don't lie. You shall not lie on somebody. Thou shalt not covet. And it is other commandment. It is briefly commanded in this saying, namely, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself, as thyself. Verse 10. Love worketh no ill will to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of slumber, and now is our salvation nearer than we believe. So our God is coming. Is coming sooner than what we believe. It's, verse 12 says, well, verse 11 says, know that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. That's verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. And let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambers and bitterness, not in strife and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh God, I hope the children, I hope your sheep understand what has been read, because I read to them what I thought they should hear. The night is far spent. The Lord let's see, he's coming soon. Wake up from your sleep. Stop acting stupid and vote. But in this election, vote for Mayor Young. I mean, Coleman Young. He should be mayor. I want him to be mayor. God, please let Coleman Young be mayor of Detroit. Let's read verse 14. Him that is weak in the faith receive you, but not in doubt. Disposition. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that despise him that eateth not. Let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stand or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him sin. One man esteem means to think highly of, every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he's got it. He has eaten. Let me see where. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not. Give God and giveth God thanks. Verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man died to himself. That is, died to himself. No man died to himself. I know that. I did not know that. That's news to me. Is it to you, sheep? Seven. Let me read verse 7 here. It says, For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dies to himself. Verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both to the dead and the living. But why doest you judge your brother? Or why doest you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And that is true. You will be judged. And if you're doing good or whatever, he will send you back. I know, because I was judged and I was sent back. And I'm supposed to write my book to you and telling you what happened to me. You will know. I say to you, sheep, read the book, the Bible, read your Bible, and try to do good and be good as much as possible. Stop doing wrong things and obey the Ten Commandments. Anyone that tells you not to obey the Ten Commandments, they are lying to you and to God. They know where they're going. They are going to the fire. And I tell you that you are to read the Ten Commandments. A lesson that I read to you weeks ago, it's one of the laws that Moses said you are forgiven of, or is that, well, Moses didn't say it, but Paul says about marriage. He says that you are forgiven if your husband dies. The woman can go and marry again. That's the only law that you can do again that I remember reading. So you are to do what Moses written in the Old Testament. Those laws are still good. And you'll find them all in Exodus 20. Oh, I forgot to tell you who I am. Let's see. I am at verse 10 right now. Well, let me mark verse 9, and then I am going to tell you who I am. I forgot to tell you that we are to read all of God's laws, his festivals. Do not do Halloween. Don't go to any Halloween parties or celebrate Halloween. That is not one of God's laws. That is the devil's law. God's laws are keeping the Sabbath. That's keeping. It starts from this evening and ends on Friday evening. And then you're to keep the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets. And that was last week, Saturday, the Feast of Trumpets. And that is marked by blowing your shofar. If you don't have one, you probably can get one off of Amazon or someplace. Then the Day of Atonement is this Tuesday, September the 30th, in the Day of Atonement. You are to go, you're to fast and do repentance. And some of the Jews call it Yom Kippur. But if you're learning, just learning these days, as I am, then you would know Tuesday, that's called the Day of Atonement. You are to fast and do repentance, known to the Jews as Yom Kippur. And we who were brought to this United States, the white man won't tell you the truth that we were enslaved. Was he enslaved? No. We are the only people that have been enslaved. And it will be up in 2019. I will be so happy. That's about a year and a half from now. And we might, the way that they have treated us, and they are the children of Satan. Read Revelation chapter 9, chapter 2, verse 9. They are the children of Satan. That's what it says. We are to, we have the Feast of Tabernacles. That's coming up on October the 5th through the 11th in the last great day. Now, I forgot to say our prayer for today. Let me do that now. Father in heaven, thank you for this day and the many more days that you will allow us to have. Father, please heal those who are sick, those sheep who are sick, whatever their sickness is, please heal them. Thank you for opening my mind and allowing me to understand Revelation 1 and 14. Where it talks about you, says, well, it talks about Jesus. His head and hairs are white, and his hair like wool. And what that means, your hair is like mine, and your hair is white as snow. Well, mine is not quite white as snow. But thank you, God, for your words so that I could read and know the truth about who you are, and knowing that your hair is not long and stringy like those people who are in power on in America today. Thank you for watching over us, Father. Thank you for watching over us sheep here in Detroit, Michigan, and blessing us with good health and keeping our minds, good minds, blessing us with good minds, and blessing us with good weather, and keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit. Thank you, Father, for giving us again our right mind and health in Yeshua's name. Is better known, the white man is giving you the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. And I say happy Sabbath day to everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep this day holy. Read it for yourself on Exodus 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Bible. Sabbath begins, Sabbath observance starts Friday and ends, it starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. And I want you to have your pencil and paper just in case I say something to you. Like I want you to read in Romans where I am to you right now. Let's see. I was in Romans 9. For this end, for this, let me read chapter 9 again. Verse chapter 14, verse 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and received and revived, he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But do you judge thy brother? I'm reading that wrong. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God, of Christ. For it is written, as I live it, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue confess to God. For so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man stumbling block or an occasion for to fall in his brother's way. And I'm going to stop here at verse 14. And next week I will pick it up. Chapter 14, verse 14. Let us see, have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for watching over us. We come to you as humble as we know how, and saying thank you for keeping us, for protecting us in our sleep, and blessing us to live, and keeping us so that we shall be with you in that great getting up morning. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, amen. I'll see you. I'll turn the record on if I could, but I do not have a record. It won't play this week. Remember, I love you, loves you more. Read your Bibles. See you next week.